listening to the Matt Mercer Live Radio Network.
Matt Mercer Live. Imparting wisdom to the masses on a daily basis.
Matt Mercer Live.
Get ready, America.
It's time
for Matt Mercer Live. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Jacksonville, North Florida, and realms beyond. You're listening to Matt Mercer Live. I'm your host, Attorney Matt Mercer of Mercer Law here in North Florida, joining you on your dinner time drive this wonderful Saturday night, the 13th day already, 13th of July, 2019. We are broadcasting live from the Jurisprudential Bunker at the hallowed studios of WOKV here in Jacksonville. And we've got a lot of ground to cover, so let's get started. Couple things I want to touch base on. First, I'm going to take it sort of in reverse order. Later in the show, I'm going to touch on a new thing that we're going to have on our Matt Mercer Live webpage, which is going to be a list of endorsed local providers, local businesses that I think are best in class. For whatever field or product or service offering, you know, it is 8-9 hours a day I spend in my law office here in North Florida, interacting with clients who have had just frustration after frustration dealing with one bad business after another. I mean, you name the field, there are going to be a lot of bad players in it. And it seems like lately in some fields, man, there's a real problem. Construction, for example, there's some good builders, but it seems like there are an awful lot of incompetent builders and car dealers, good ones and ones maybe not so good, this, that, and the other. So I listen to this and deal with these problems, helping solve problems for clients who have had, as a consumer or maybe business to business, have had problems. And I got to thinking, you know, I know who the good players are, and we should provide a free list to our Matt Mercer Live fan club members where we post it on our website. So if you're looking for example, you're looking for a home inspector, you're looking for a bank or a lender, you're looking for a contractor or an electrician. Imagine if we have a single repository of some great providers, good business owners who are ethical. These are going to be ones that I have personally used as a consumer, ones that I think are best in class. So we're going to touch on that more at the end of the show. Speaking of which, I want to give you two ways that you can plug in with your legal questions to Matt Mercer Live. Now, first of all, grab your smartphone, pull up your little contacts. I want to give you our email address. Put it in your smartphone because you can submit questions 24/7, not just during the show, and I will read your questions. I will answer them. It is a lot of fun. And we know from our giveaway that we did, we've got listeners as far as New York listening over the internet. My perspective is Florida law, even though I'm licensed to practice in multiple different states, have tried cases in multiple different states. But our focus is going to be on Florida law for purposes of this entertainment half hour. So anyway, first of all, plug this in your smartphone, the show's email address. Here we go, WOKV@MercerFirm.com. That's call signs of our station, WOKV at Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R, firm, F-I-R-M.com. All right, that's where you're going to email your legal questions to or your comments. I like comments too, particularly when they're complimentary. Another way you can plug into the show, put this in your smartphone also. Our website for Matt Mercer Live, www.MercerFirm.com. /, that's a forward slash, WOKV, that website, mercerfirm.com/WOKV. And what do? You go to the page, you bookmark it, make it a favorite, scroll on down. You can join our fan club for free, and you can also submit your questions through that form on the web if it's easier for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Now, I said we were going to touch on things in reverse order. So one thing I want to talk about, I was giving an interview, some of you heard, this past week on a station out of St. Augustine, and we had a great question. We were talking about the topic of business owners who want to sell their business. And this opens up, man, we could do like a, you know, 24-hour fundraiser or something. There's so much content I could talk about. Small business owners who want to sell their businesses, what are the things to be careful of? What are the things to be aware of? Or if you're buying a business, right? You're thinking about, gee whiz, I think I'm going to go buy this business. A lot of things to be careful of. I'm going to focus tonight a little bit on the seller's perspective in selling a business. Now, in my experience at Mercer Law, I get approached by business owners, or some of them are longtime clients who have owned their business. They run them well. They run them successfully, and they decide to sell. Often, I find for three reasons. One of three reasons. One, the obvious, they're ready to retire. They're ready to transfer the business to someone else because it takes a lot of energy to run and manage a business. The second, some people just want to change. They've been doing their sandwich shop, or they've been doing whatever business they have for so many years, and they're just kind of burned out. They just need a change of pace. They want to sell it and go into a different field. And then the third reason, sometimes if you have a really well-run business, you may get approached by a buyer out of the blue who says, hey, you ever thought about selling this? I might be interested in buying it. And that's when that's when the light bulb goes off. And so oftentimes I'll get a call. Now, what I always tell people is there is no such thing as a standard contract. Forget about it. Forget about it. I love when I go to Vito's Italian restaurant. I love the backs of their shirts. Forget about it. I love it. One of my favorite Italian restaurants, by the way. Vito's, down there off of San Jose, down in Julington Creek area. Vito's Italian. They're wonderful. There is no such thing as a standard contract. Contracts are always going to allocate the risk one way or the other. The seller is going to take on more risk, or the buyer is going to take on more risk. So when you're presented with a form, and I know, yes, I'm listening. The real estate agents are emailing. There is a standard real estate form. It's called the FARBAR. Well, that's not even a standard form. It's packaged like a standard form. But in point of fact, there are many different fill-in-the-blanks on it that can shift the deadlines and shift the due diligence period and shift the closing dates and shift the amount of the number of contingencies and shift the allocation of risk. Shift, right? The risk is going one way or the other. So we start with, if you're going to sell your business, never, ever, ever assume that if the other side presents you with a contract to sell your business, that it is standard, because it's not. It's not. So the other thing you need to think about is usually before you want to do a contract, you got to be very careful. For example, if the buyer comes and says, look, let's go ahead and let's do a letter of intent. And as soon as you sign the letter of intent, we're going to come in and look at all your books and look at all your secret formulas and your secret recipes, look at your customer and vendor contracts and all your pricing and all that proprietary confidential information. I would say no, absolutely not. Right? There's a domino that needs to fall before you start opening up the secret vault with your formulas and things. Before you share with a prospective buyer the secret sauce of your business, whatever field you're in, whatever service or product you're offering, you need to do a little bit more first. And a letter of intent is a great starting point. And you should have a lawyer, obviously. Look it over before you sign it. Make sure that it's not binding. The purpose of a letter of intent, generally, if it's worded correctly, is sort of like an agreement to go on a date. It's sort of like, you know, we're not committing to marriage here. We're just willing to kind of explore the possibility. And nothing's binding, but it sets out the parameters. And if there needs to be some non-disclosure language and that kind of thing, that's called the letter of intent. So first is the expression of interest, right, by a buyer or a would-be buyer. Next is perhaps a letter of intent that governs the broad strokes, the big picture aspects. If we do a deal, the price will be this much. We're not working through all of the terms and conditions with an LOI letter of intent, but we're just those big broad paintbrush strokes. Now, the real steak on the plate, the filet mignon, is the purchase contract for your business. Okay, this is where I get a lot of people that come in, they've already signed a letter of intent. They come into Mercer Law and we sit down and we're kind of stuck with a few things that you've already agreed to, perhaps in your letter of intent. Even though it's not binding, the price is the price and we could have structured it a little differently for you as a seller. Nonetheless, you definitely need to hire a lawyer. By the way, a lawyer that understands contract law, that would be a really good starting point. And there, you know, the practice areas are all different. Some people are dealing with injuries and slip and falls, and some people do real estate closings. You need somebody that understands contract law principles from the standpoint that if something goes wrong later on with the deal or after closing, how is this likely to play out in the courts? That's the view through which a contract law attorney should be looking. And courtroom experience is a great way to learn the arguments, right? So check with your prospective lawyer, the lawyer you're thinking about hiring. Ask them, what kind of experience do you have trying cases in a courtroom, a real courtroom, not a mock trial courtroom while you were in law school, a real courtroom involving contractual disagreements, contract disputes. It's a specific area of the law. So that's another thing. Let's move forward to the main types of sales. There is a stock sale or an asset sale. If you're the seller and you have a corporation, you may have it structured, your deal. You may not be selling any of the assets of the company. You may just be selling your stock certificates to a buyer. And from the seller's perspective, that can often be very beneficial because the corporation doesn't really change. The debts and the assets are still intact. It's just somebody now owns the controlling equity, the stock. And that can be a very interesting way to do it if you're the seller. Now, the buyers often want the cherries, but not the pits. They want the plums, but not the pits. So the buyers often will come and say, I don't want your whole corporation. I don't want the stock. I don't want the liabilities and the debts of the corporation. I want the cherries. I want the plums. So let's do an asset purchase where I buy certain of the assets of your business, but not all of them, and very few of your liabilities, right? Two different perspectives. And so if you're the seller, you've got to think on the front end very carefully. Do you have any personal guarantees, lines of credit where you individually are on the hook? You got to think about that because if you just sell the assets of your business, you don't want to do it in a way that you're now still on the hook with creditors and that type of thing. We're going to roll into a commercial here on Matt Mercer Live. Be right back on our endorsed local provider program. More info on that. I'm attorney Matt Mercer of Mercer Law, back in a few.
Unmitigated talk radio excellence. You're listening to Matt Mercer Live. Matt Mercer Live.
Matt Mercer Live.
Listen a lot to learn a lot. You're listening to Matt Mercer Live with your host, Matt Mercer. Get ready, America. It's time for Matt Mercer Live.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Matt Mercer Live. Your host, rounding third base, headed for home plate during your dinner time drive. Man, oh man, oh man. July 13th. I blink. It was just May. Just feels like a week ago. I don't know. I guess I'm getting old or something. You know, you get older, the years just seem to go by a little quicker, a little more quickly, I should say. All right. So back to the endorsed local provider. So here's what I do. I spend 8 to 9 hours a day, Monday to Friday, solving problems for clients. And I can't tell you the number of people who come into my law office. They sit down. We have a confidential setting there in our library. And I learn about all sorts of really, really bad businesses, bad builders, bad car dealers, bad this, bad that. Because here's the funny thing. Nobody comes into my law office to sit down with me for an hour or half hour to explain how great everything went. I mean, it's always when something went wrong. That's when I get involved. That's when somebody comes in, maybe for the first time. Sometimes repeat customers coming back saying, oh my goodness, I had this huge problem. Big problem. I'm putting in a pool and the contractors abandoned the job, or, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So Here's what I'm thinking. I'm always thinking, as we're strategizing about how we're going to solve the problem, I also have sort of a side thought, which is, I wish they'd come to me in the first place. Because if they're going to be putting on a new roof or needing an electrician or who's a good plumber, I know who many of these are. I know who the good ones are. And unfortunately, I know through my practice of law who the bad ones are and who to avoid. Now, what I'm going to do, and this is a great reason, I'll give you the web address again. A great reason to sign up on our free fan club for Matt Mercer Live, because I'm going to give the fan club members access to our web-based endorsed local provider list. Now, this is going to be a growing list. So the idea is, let's say you're needing a really good electrician, somebody that I trust, somebody that I think's competent, somebody that I would use and have used. I'm going to put the go-to person there, right, and their company. Different fields. So think about it. As this list grows over time, and there will, of course, be maybe some changes in that kind of thing based on your feedback. So you can go to this website, sign up on the fan club page, but also scroll down. Give me your feedback. If you think there's a really good business in Jacksonville, I'll go over some business types in just a minute. Share that. Send that in, because I want to go try it as a consumer. Try it out and see, are they as good as you say? So let me know the name of the business. If you're a business owner, go to our website. I'll give it to you here in a second. Grab your pen to write it down. It's www.mercerfirm.com/WOKV. So that's Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R, firm, that's F-I-R-M.com. Then that little forward slash W-O-K-V, the call signs of this amazing station. All right. So go there, sign up for the fan club. That's where you want to sign up to get access to the endorsed local provider list. This is who I'm recommending. And I'm going to be occasionally also just covering, sharing with you, the listeners, a typical vendor, typical provider of service or product, and give them a plug on the show. Next week, by the way, if you tune in, I'm going to be covering who I recommend as a home inspector. I'm going to be recommending that. It'll be on the website as well for the fan club members. Go sign up right now so you have access to that page, because it's not going to be available to the general public. You have to be a fan club member to get access to the endorsed local provider page. Now, home inspectors, we're going to cover it next week. I'm not going to share who I'm endorsing yet, but home inspectors, you get what you pay for often, right? There are many of them that charge if you're thinking about buying a home, a used home particularly, you need to have it inspected. But you got to be careful trying to be too cost conscious, because sometimes the one that's cheaper is not going to do a very thorough job. Not always the case, but sometimes it's worth paying more for a good one that's going to be comprehensive, that's going to be competent, that's going to have the skills to do more than just flash a flashlight under the kitchen sink, flush the toilets, and take your $350, and then they move on, and that's it. A really good home inspector for, you know, purposes of you as a buyer of a home is going to make it an educational process. They're going to teach you maybe some things about your home that you're getting ready to close on that maybe you didn't realize. And if there are problem areas, even if you think you're fairly knowledgeable about construction, and I find that most people are not, it's still a great idea. Get that objective second set of eyes. I'm going to share with you next week who I think is a great, great company for you to consider. Some of the other fields that I want to be providing a recommendation for: banks and lenders. If you're going to go get a loan, I'm telling you, you got to be careful. You're going to get a loan to buy a house. You don't want the old switcheroo. What is the switcheroo? You're dealing with a lender, and it happens. You're submitting all your information for a loan, your tax returns. They tell you this is going to be your interest rate. Oh, yes, great. Okay, that's a good rate. You get to within like a week before you're supposed to close, and guess what? There's a surprise. The mystery phantom person from so-called underwriting. This is the person that, like unicorns, no one's ever seen one. We think they exist, but no one's ever seen the underwriting person for the big bank. And what do they do? It comes back and your frontline bank person says, oh, I'm so sorry. I know you have no other time to go find another lender because you're supposed to close in a week, but your interest rate just went up a quarter point. not because anything changed with the Fed, but because underwriting just took a second look at your you know, credit credentials or whatever. And by the way, that may have absolutely nothing to do with your credit. I hate to tell you. So this is the switcheroo. It's the last minute sort of bait and switch on the interest rate. And, you know, if you go up a quarter point, take a $250,000 home. You go up a quarter point like that with that switcheroo. And you're like, oh, it's only a quarter point. Okay, I guess I have no choice. I'll take it. That's $23,000, if my math's correct, over the life of a 30-year fixed. All right. And it's just unscrupulous and it's just wrong. There are many lenders out there that are good that you should bring your banking to, and you should bring your loan applications to, because they're not going to do that switcheroo on you. I'm going to be recommending one that I like. Another thing you want to make sure that doesn't happen is this. You're going to get a loan and the lender has said, okay, you're going to have to put this much down. Fine. The interest rate may not change, but you know how they have you provide your bank statements that shows like your savings account balance and all of that? Here's another little surprise that you sometimes get from some banks that I don't favor, right? They tell you at the last minute, oh, the $15,000 that you had in your little savings account over there, yeah, underwriting has just said you're going to have to bring that to closing as well. You know, the appraisal didn't quite come out as you thought, all that stuff. So These are banks that I would not want to do business with. I have lots and lots of experience dealing with clients who have been frustrated by big banks. There are some good banks, and there are others that I would not want to recommend. I'm going to be endorsing a particular lender shortly on our Endorse Local Provider page at mercerfirm.com/WOKV. Think about it. If you're the owner of a small business, you want me to check out your product or business or service, go to the website, fill out the form, and I will be very, very fair, very, very, very objective, because I know we have a lot of great, hardworking, ethical, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and those are the ones that deserve your dollars as consumers. I'm attorney Matt Mercer of Mercer Firm. Check us out on the web, mercerfirm.com/WOKV. We'll be back next week.
Matt Mercer Live, helping you get even smarter.